You know, I feel worse, though, for Natin Tleko, the Minister of Police.
Why?
Well, because he had to go and do what his master told him yesterday and lie to the nation.
Yes, but he's
been... show us videos of cows and chickens. It was so fucking embarrassing.
And swimming pools.
And swimming pools. And the fire department being useless, which means that everybody else in rural KwaZulu-Natal is screwed royally. You are going to burn down. Your children will die in a fire. But that is why, you know, we're going to use this footage of how terrible KZN's fire department is to show you how the president needs more special protection. You know, look, you're going to get people who are going to say that they support the president and that this is all perfectly justifiable. And they'll sit there and hook, line, and sinker, Natin Tleko will be believed. You do get people like that, like 3/4 of the ANC MPs in parliament think this is a major victory. And you know what they're really saying? And this is what bothers me. Because they're not talking to DA supporters or to white people or to people who are apolitical and people who don't care about this and can see right through it. They're not talking to those people. You know who they're talking to? Their own supporters. They're dumbing down and whitewashing this for their own supporters. They're saying to people who have supported the ANC in KZN, who live in Nkandla, in little, horrible, nasty, wattle and daub huts with thatched roofs that they've had to build off the sweat of their own brow. That's the people they're saying, you know what? You just got to suck it up because here it is. I'm sorry we didn't build the 1,800 RDP houses we could have for the same price that we built all these security improvements for the president. I'm sorry about that. Ordinary South African, decent citizen, trying to make a living, poverty-stricken rural resident of KwaZulu-Natal, this middle finger is for you. That's what they're saying. When Natin Tleko and Tulas Ngesi sit there next to each other, sweating because they realize that the cameras are on them and they're about to deliver the biggest steaming pile of bullshit ever to have been served up to the South African populace, they must feel, somewhere in their deepest integrity, they must feel that they're about to commit intellectual, moral, and ethical suicide. And they do it in front of all of us. There has got to be a moment there somewhere. I don't care who you are or how much you're beholden to some other person, how much of a slave you are to your master, how much you owe your little wooden bowl of food, yes, a massa, to the president. How much you are desperate for him to release you from your chains so that you can go out and be a free person who actually has your own ideas and is able to evaluate things objectively. When you are not owned, there still has to be some part of you that rebels against telling blatant lies. There has to be something in you. If you're a reasonable, good, decent, cognizant person, sentient being, for God's sake, the difference between us and those fucking cattle that have a culvert. There has to be some part of you that goes, I'm not going to put up with this. Actually, the people of South Africa deserve more than to be lied to and to have their money spent. Their money, not the government's money. Your, mine, and every other person in this country, even if they're not taxpayers because they're too poor to pay tax. You know, it really does upset me because when I'm lied to, what you're really saying to me is, I'm assuming you're dumb. And that offends me, not because I think I'm clever, but because I can see through it. And you think I can't. At one point while I was watching this video with cattle and this other video where they were showing how the chickens would set off the alarms, I thought to myself, you know, there must be someone who's just, for the first time in their life, been able to afford a TV. Maybe they're even the president's age. They're 70-something. They've got a TV. They just connected it now. And suddenly... and then suddenly you got Natin Tleko with this video of the chickens. And this person probably lives in fairly basic circumstances. And here is a minister of the Republic of South Africa, an appointed minister of police, no less, the person charged with our safety and security. And he's busy showing you chickens. setting off the holy, almighty, sacrosanct president's chickens. And there must be, in that person's heart, such a sinking depression at that point, that this is the priority of this government. The priority of our government at the moment is clear. And you don't have to be a genius to have figured this out. After yesterday, we are all subjects to Jacob Zuma's will. And we are all here to make him money. And we are all here to keep him in power. And we are all here to not argue. And if we raise our voice in argument, you're either, the media, or the opposition, or a clever black.
Or a racist white.
Or a racist white. There's something about you that just makes the president disregard you. You can't pronounce Nkandla properly. So shut up, suck it up, and realize you are a slave with a new master. Welcome to Freedom 2015. Does it feel much better than Freedom 1994? Doesn't feel as good to me. I don't like it one little bit. And you know what, Mr. President? You are destroying so much with your blatant abuse of power, your arrogance. This laughter has got to stop. I saw the best poster of all yesterday. Nkandla.
Yeah, headline of the year.
And that's all he thinks. That's all he cares about. He's destroying the ANC, the oldest liberation movement on this continent, by making it his personal tool for self-aggrandizement and enrichment. He's got a nephew that's so fat from greed that he can't fit into his sports cars. You've got his friends, the Guptas, who pretty much dictate government business policy. And it's all arranged for him. You even had two ministers sitting there yesterday who are only there because they're loyal to him, telling the story that will exonerate him. So full of himself is he that he won't even pay, I don't know, 46,000, 120,000, 5 million, 20 million. Okay, mea culpa, I'll pay for the pool. You know what? The pool's for us to chill at during those hot KZN summers when we go there for the Christmas party with the family. I own it. Let me own up to this. There's one thing I can be accountable for. You know what? Someone screwed up, but I'm the president, so the buck stops here. Hey, people of South Africa, let me say I'm going to own up to the pool and the chickens and the cows. Add that up, Thuli. Let's pay it. Even if I work for the next 20 years of my life, that's what most people who have a pool and who have a chicken culvert and a cattle kraal have to do. They have to pay the money. It's not theirs. And I'm abusing this office if I think. Forget that. Even if Thula Sinxesi and Natin Tlako tell you that it's a security feature, you're abusing people because as a president, you're taking money you shouldn't be taking. It's just not on. I feel like we're being spoken down to. I feel like this is a new kind of patronizing. It's almost more insidious than sexism and racism and ordinary bigotry, because there isn't even an assumption that we can understand. We're too dumb. We have to have those two fat mongoloids yesterday on TV telling us how it all works, because we can't figure it out. Here it is, children. Let me explain why Daddy spent all the money for your Christmas presents on this shiny new thing. And the same goes for Sepp Blatter. And now I'm talked out. I didn't want to even get into this so early, but there we go.